This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Lindell Report. Down here in Florida, waiting for the big announcement tomorrow, Brandon. And that should be a bright spot in the last few weeks. But I want to spend tonight, I want to go over where we're sitting with everything. I want to bring people some hope. And I want to talk about Wednesday. Just so you know, everybody, Wednesday, I'm going to have a really laid out kind of a plan going forward that we all have. I wanted to have it all ready for tonight, but there's so many things going on. We're still gathering stuff, and we're still in some pretty, we're in the biggest battles right now in Arizona. And so why don't we talk about, let's talk about Arizona, Brandon. Well, first of all, I want to tell everybody, you know, God's had his hand in all of this, and I want to tell everyone about that big red wave. If we would have got that big, huge red wave everybody was hoping for and praying for, which we would have if we didn't have machines, by the way, 100% is so red you can't even find any blue. There's not even any purple. This is a completely red wave. And but if that would have happened, we would have never been able to get rid of the machines, or it would have been 100 times harder. You know, it would have been because everyone would have said, oh, come on, you guys, it's fine. Our elections are fine. But instead, we were very blessed the morning of the election. And we're seeing that now happening in Arizona. When we got up on the morning of the elections, all the machines, all you heard about was machine problems. From Arizona to Kansas to New York, every place in between. You didn't hear about it on the news, Brandon, but we did. Our people on the ground, it was everywhere. Not just Arizona. Arizona was the biggest and the most. It was ridiculous. Thousands of people turned away. Thousands of people saying you voted, or that either you already voted, or sorry, your ballot doesn't go through. Throw it in the box here, right? Well, as you know, right now, where they're sitting in Arizona, you know, I talked to Carrie Lake before, and she's saying, you know, these people, there's so many disenfranchised people that are out there that didn't get to vote, or that got there and they turned away and they came back, or they didn't, you know, it's basically a new election. You'd almost have to have a new election a complete forensic audit, Brandon, because we know from the machines, and we know for everybody from the cast vote records, the Edison report. Everyone needs to know this, that we had the real-time crime desk going on here on the night of the election, and it wasn't just a few of these races, it was almost all of them. You show machine manipulation and computer manipulation. So where we're sitting right now, I've heard that we're going to take that we will take the House. Is that what you've heard, Brandon?
That's what we're hearing. That even NBC is projecting the GOP will take the House.
Right, right.
In fact, there's now infighting as to is going to be Speaker McCarthy. Is Andy Biggs is challenging?
Well,
McCarthy?
It needs to be Andy Biggs. McCarthy, we all know what's been, you know, done nothing. Just blocker, blocker, blocker.
He's part of the Uniparty.
Yeah, he's way part of the Uniparty. Everybody. Everybody now remember where we're at now. It just did everything get a lot harder? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it would have been a lot harder if this red wave would have been here. It would have been a lot harder to get rid of the machines and save our country. We have a great opportunity now. Remember what I told everybody, Brandon. We were watching from every camera angle. We had the, you know, you got the Dennis Montgomery evidence. You've got, now you have all the Edison reports that came through that we monitored as they came through. These are from the machines. These are what the machines are reporting, everybody.
This isn't my deal. And your your segment with Jeff O'Donnell and those charts from the Edison, they made it on Jimmy Kimmel, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jimmy probably mocked him, but that's fine. At least he put him out there.
Yep. And now you got Tucker Carlson talking about the machines and getting rid of the machines.
Yeah, we've got to get rid of them, everybody. This will be, I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, or who you are, we have to get rid of these electronic voting machines. And this is, I mean, it was all over the news from the morning of the election until right now. Let me tell you a few things going on in Arizona, where we're sitting. The Uocava votes came in, supposedly came in, the mailed in, right? Supposedly 20,000 of them. 90-some percent were for Katie Hobbs. This is what we're hearing. Well, everybody, this is impossible, okay? And it's just like the 2020 presidential election. Those votes are emailed in. If you want to go to the Moment of Truth Summit, right here on Frank's Beach, go look the Moment of Truth Summit and go to the Uocava report that I did at that summit. 90-some percent of our military vote, of 890,000 military votes, went to Biden in the 2020 election. Remember, they're just emailed in with no ID. Actually, anybody can get one, Brandy. You don't even have to live in the U.S. That's a fact. We've had people go out and try it, and you just, here's your ballot, just email it in. And so this is what they're pulling out all the stops now down there. And I'm going, now, is this organic cheating? Or is this, a complete conspiracy effort with the machines and everything? Regardless what it is, you need a new election. Let's just say the machines, everybody. Let's say the machines were really defective on the morning of the election and halfway through the day. Let's say that they were really defective and it wasn't taking ballots. Okay, well, do you really want to keep these machines around? Even if that was a legitimate, okay, it was an error. Just like Georgia, when the Democrat got zero votes in her own precinct. If you're from Kansas watching this, you know how many reports we had from Kansas the night or the day of the election where your votes were flipping from Republican to Democrat right in front of your eyes. Now, Brandon, we have over 4,000 reports, incidents, some of it taped. We have it under tape. In fact, you might have one of them, right? We have it one. Do you have a tape did you pull that?
I got a phone call about something out of Dallas County, but I haven't seen the video of it yet.
Okay, all right, yeah, there's Dallas County, but we've got videos from all over the country, you guys. We're putting it all together, and we're coming up with a plan going forward, a multi-pronged plan. We have to get rid of these machines. People are sending me every day, Mike, now what do we do? Now we do the same thing we've been doing. This has been a process. I believe this all had to happen just the way it did to show everybody, even the Democrats, that we've got to get rid of these voting machines. We can't use these machines or computers in our elections. Look how long it's taken to count Arizona. You think, and then they say, well, France counted, 30-some million or 40 million ballots in an hour and a half, you got to wonder what's going on down there. But
look,
I'm going to say this.
Look at this headline talking about Arizona. Because this goes to your point. Guys, show them the headline. Despite only 17% Democrat turnout on Election Day, Katie Hobbs and Democrats are winning over 50% of Maricopa County Election Day totals. But that's impossible.
Yeah, that's impossible, you guys. That's impossible. They're trying to steal this from Kerry Lake, and like they have all the other races. Now, remember, Oz won. We know that for a fact. Mastriano, he was front-loaded. We're still running the numbers. We thought we would have the information by tonight, everybody. We will by Wednesday. We believe there was more votes than voters cast again in Pennsylvania. We believe they broke their same law they broke before. You can't have more votes than voters. And everyone says, well, Mike, what's going to be done? What's going to be done? Well, I'll tell you what's going to be done. There's right now, I don't know if anyone knows, there's over 45 lawsuits going on in this country that I know of to not just get rid of the machines, but get our elections back and fair. Now, be very blessed that we still have the House to slow the destruction over the next couple of years, hopefully. But we've got to get audits done now, and we've got to get rid of the machines now. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a horrible journalist out there watching. This was about, for me, I believe that this, all the way it's going to play out here is to save our country, because you know what? And like I say, if Brandon, if it would have been this huge red wave, I really believe people would have said, oh, come on, Mike, there's no problem with the computers. You know, red wave, blue wave, red wave. Boy, if you do good in politics, they're going to vote you in. Well, really? Then everybody, then how did these all get taken? How did all these, why wasn't there a red wave? You could only have one answer, computer manipulation.
Well, how do you get this? How do you get this screenshot if there's not manipulation? Look at this. This is Nevada. Nevada, you have the senator, the Democrat senator wins. How convenient, so they can take the Senate. But the Republican governor wins. So you're telling me that everybody that went to vote for the Republican governor then turned around and voted for a liberal U.S. senator?
Right. No, they did not. And here's another thing, too. In Arizona, everybody, just so you know, the treasurer, the gal that's the Arizona treasurer that won, she got a quarter million more
votes. That's right.
Than your Carrie Lakes or your Finchams or your Blakes. Now, Masters. Now, that's impossible. Never happened in history before. Those are called deviations from norm, and they're impossible. This is computers. Is everybody going to sit there and go, oh, Mike Lindell, they took it in other ways. And a lot of the problems, Brandon, these GOPs in these states, we're finding all the way across now. A lot of them called me up and said, well, Mike, you were right. What do we do now? Yeah, now that, you know, because they're seeing it, the money spent, everybody, the money spent on elections, the millions and billions, I don't know how much is spent, but it's got to be close to billions. I don't know. For sure, hundreds of millions of dollars spent. If you count the time, the volunteers, and the resources put into that, all to have you, you're done. You lose. Sorry, I win. Here, wait, who do we want to win here? No, you're sorry, you lost. It doesn't matter how much money you spend on your election. Well, that ship sailed, and that should show anyone out there, all these campaign got people and all this stuff. When I told them earlier, they were calling me on election night. Mike, is there something to these machines? Really? Hello? You think I got better things to do than do this every single day of my life? We lose our country otherwise. I don't know. All you rotten journalists out there, wake up. You know? I'll tell you what, even it wouldn't have mattered if it had been the biggest red wave in history. I would still be sounding the alarm. It's over. People down in Florida that said, oh, there was no machine manipulation down there. DeSantis took Dade County. Yes, there was machine manipulation down there. It's in every state. It's called selections, not elections. They got it pre-planned. They got their little tablet. It's like playing chess and going, okay, I get to pick all the pieces I want to start with. Okay, well, I'm going to take six queens. Well, you're only supposed to have one. No, I'm going to take six. You know, I mean, just set it up. The game is fixed, Brandon.
Well, that case in Arizona with the treasurer, the state treasurer in Arizona, who won by like a quarter of a million votes, that's such a fascinating thing. General Flynn brought that up last night here.
Right.
What do you think that was about, Mike? Do you think
I think, you guys, that's very important. Here's what I think. There's no way they would have let that deviation open. They would have stole votes from that guy, too, to bring it down. I believe they overlooked him.
Yes.
They completely
that's
overlooked
right.
him.
That's right. It was
I
a big mistake.
They made a big mistake when they set the – when you set the fix. Here's what I compare it to, everybody. Just like when they fixed the game in Georgia in the primaries, when they fixed that game and that Democrat – The one that got zero votes in her own precinct. They totally butchered that. They butchered that bad. But it was the race where the lady got 4,700 votes. She was a Democrat, but she wasn't on the ballot. She had dropped out 2 months prior. So whoever was doing the programming, and Brad Rasper even called it a programming error. You literally had to type that lady's name in and set the program to steal votes from one guy to that person. And when they did that, Brandon, it's very similar They made a mistake. You call it a programming error? This treasurer in Arizona that just won by a landslide, a 250,000 votes, and you're telling me all the Republicans down there didn't vote for Kerry Lake, Fincham, or Blake. They only voted for this treasurer. 250,000 more votes. This is a deviation of epic proportions. But but there'll be examples. We have examples all across our country like this. But the biggest thing is, everybody, we've got to get rid of these electronic voting machines. Kerry Lake, we've got to pray she wins Arizona. That the steal. Remember, we had everybody go vote same day. They voted same day. So it's harder for them to steal. So what did they do? Now let's assume they use the machines on the front end to steal. What a better way to do it than tell the Republican precincts or the Republican counties, I'm sorry, your ballot doesn't go in the machine. It just doesn't fit. Wait a minute. It just doesn't fit. Just throw it in the box over here. We'll get back to you on that. No, I don't want to do that. I'm going to vote right now. No, I'm sorry. The machines work. Maybe you can go to a Democrat place, polling place, and it'll work there, which they did. It's kind of, that the part was very strange, Brandon, too, that most of the machines are, if not all of them, were in the Republican areas, you know. By the way, why don't we put up to, you can cure your vote in Arizona. These are some calls to action, everybody. You can all do right now. This will drive the media nuts. First of all, every single state, like we did before, you need to go out and request the cast vote records again. We need them all. Remember, we have 1,100 from the 2020 election. And they go, well, Mike, what did you do with them? Like I say, we've got over 40-some cases going right now. I said with the judges will help bring this country back? These judges are starting to make good rulings, and you're going to hear about every single night on Frank's Speech. We're going to get our country back. But we need your help. We need your help. Get the cast vote records. Go out and request them. You can request them now everywhere in this country. It doesn't matter if you think that your state, that there was no fraud. Just like I heard down in Louisiana, I heard down there that a friend of mine, I'm going to find out if it's true or not, said we have the best election process down here. It should be the prototype of the country. No, it shouldn't. They have Dominion machines, and it's the most corrupt election in the whole country. They've had them the longest of anybody in Louisiana. It's terrible down there. Just because it's so red, oh, you only skim 20% off the top? You know, let's not forget that. So we'll be checking that out.
And by the way, if they want to cure their ballot for Arizona, they just go to kerrylake.com/cure. kerrylake.com/CURE. Check on your ballot. Arizona, check on your ballot status at the links below. If there are problems, please reach out to your county elections board below. If you believe there may have been an issue processing your ballot, please check your status here. And they have the hyperlinks right there.
Right. Well, and like I just said, everybody, so you have that. And right here at Frank's Speech, you can go down where it says Save My State. Go ahead and apply to get the cast vote records now for this election. You all helped us get 2020. We have the primaries, and then we have the midterms. I'm going to make a little announcement here, Brandon. No, I don't have it because we're on my phone there. In Arkansas, everybody, in Cleburne County, our Conrad Reynolds, remember Colonel Conrad Reynolds? We had him speak at the Moment of Truth Summit, right, Brandon?
Oh, yeah, we sure did. Yes, I think I interviewed him at the desk for Arkansas.
Right. Well, this is what they're telling me in Arkansas tonight. I'm just giving you an example of one state, everybody. And in Arkansas, this Thursday, they are going to bring it to paper or machine in Cleburne County. And I asked him, well, why aren't you taking Conrad's, because the machines cheated him, why aren't you doing that instead of just getting rid of the machines, doing an audit? And he said, well, we're moving forward because his was cheated in the primaries. And they did all they could then. So this is what we're at. You mean his race, which we had 100% evidence, was cheated in the primaries. That was three different cyber experts looked at that. I don't even put their names out there anymore because these this horrible media. We've got a whole nother team of cyber experts, too, that we haven't even put the names out, Brandon. And they're this for a reason. When these things start getting to court, these cyber guys, you know one thing? They don't care. They're not Democrat or Republican. A lot of them just, they just love the, you know, they love numbers, right? They love that they see this. It's so intriguing to them, you know? You know, a lot of them, of course, are, you know, I can't say that, but most of them are that we have out there now have seen this and they want to save our country. But I'm saying that in the cyber world, they're just, you know, you're kind of geeky and it's just so intriguing to see how did they pull this off? How did they do this? And, you know, and they're just putting out numbers. It's like, imagine if you had if I was speaking another language and you had an interpreter, you know, and you got an interpreter. That's all these cyber guys are just interpreting what happened in that language to what's going on. By the way, everybody, remember, and I believe it was filed today. If not, I'll know that by Wednesday, too. Of an update on the Dennis Montgomery, the 32 terabytes from 2020. Okay, we also have all the camera angles from this midterm. Not just the Edison reports, but we have other ways we have watched with all different ways that we observed the election, okay? Or the crimes of this election, I should say. So we're going to have that on a full report there on Wednesday. You all need to tune in Wednesday night. I won't be, Brandon, tomorrow night. I'm not sure how that's going to go because I'm in Florida for the big announcement tomorrow. And
the big announcement is?
Well, I believe it'll be our great real president, Donald Trump, saying he's going to run again. He's not told me that, but I'm, you know, but they, that's what everyone's hoping and praying. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to, I don't know what time it even starts. If it is, I'll be on the show here, but the big show we're going to have is Wednesday night on Lindell Report here we're going to go detail through plans, what we're doing, but we need your help, everybody. Go ahead and request those cast vote records. Anyone out there that, by the way, this turned so many people, Brandon, I mean, people that were on that I knew that were still had doubt about machines and computers. So many of them out there that, and most of them are already in politics and they're going, you know, wow, Mike, you know, you were right. You were right. How many reports came out the day of Mike Lindell was right? And when all the machines went wacko on the front end, you guys think of this. The machines go bad on the front end, and then also they're programming on the inside on the back end. So you don't even get a good input, and you certainly don't get a good output or a truthful output. You know, this is, you know, we're going to get, and then I heard a lot of places they doubled down between 2020 and now. They bought more machines. You know, a lot of those machines are new in Arizona, Brandon.
Wait a minute. How then could these companies be upset with you what you've been saying if their business is growing and they're getting new machines and selling them?
You tell me, Brandon. Which brings up another thing. Let's talk about horrible, horrible Smartmatic. Okay? So right here, you guys, I got Brandon calls me up and says, you know, I just got subpoenaed for your case, Mike. So he's got to spend 2 months of his life or whatever it is. Or supposedly they think they don't have a court order. That's just another company bullying people, scaring people, trying to intimidate people. So Brandon should go out and get a lawyer and spend all this money gathering all this information. Well, here at Frank's Speech, we got nothing to hide. I say it every night. Here, I'm going to say it again right now. Here's the way it is, Brandon. Watch this. Here's Smartmatic, everybody. First time I ever heard about Smartmatic. Hurting our country was after the 2020 election. I had never heard about him before, but I did hear about him big time on February 4th, 2021, everybody. What was the significance of February 4th, 2021? Do you remember, Brandon?
That was the day that Absolute Proof was released.
No, Absolute Proof was released on February 5th.
Okay, 5th. All
yeah.
Right.
February 4th. Of 2021, everybody, was very significant. Brandon's partially right. The corrupt impeachment trials were coming the following week. Absolute Proof was coming out on February 5th. So what does those Smartmatic do? They go, They quick get a whole lawsuit over to Fox News. And they sue Fox News to from that point on, it's called lawfare. Everyone in this country, all the conservative media, from Newsmax to Cobb Salem Media to Fox News, nobody would talk about the machine companies or question them. Again, Brandon, nobody would question the machines. Nobody. The only time you heard about machines was what? When the media would bash me and say, Mike Lindell, conspiracy theorist, Trump lover, wants to attack you. And they didn't even say that I was going after the machines. You know, but that narrative finally did switch. I think everybody knows where I stand, don't you?
Yep. And by the way, most of what they're asking for is on Frank's speech.
Yeah, I know. It's because what do? They want you to run up lawyer bills. They want me to get upset with you. Or you to get upset with me. I'm sorry, the other way around. They want you to get upset. Just like when the FBI, they weaponized my phone. They scared other guys.
Why would I get upset with you? I mean, that's just not logical.
It should be the other way around, because you're always putting conspiracy theory shows on every night. I know it.
Well, and here's the thing. We want anytime anything, you know, defamation or anything was defamatory or slanderous, we want, you know, whenever this was said by Matt DiPerno or Dr. Shiva, I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Sit and watch thousands of hours and then pull out what I think is a problem? Because, one man's slander is another man's free speech, right?
Well, that's what it all is to take away our First Amendment right of free speech. This has all been suppression of our First Amendment right to get rid of it. They don't want us to speak out. That's where we're at. That's why we developed Frank's speech. That's why we put in millions of dollars into it. That's why we have Lindell TV and Lindell TV 2, two 24/7 channels that you can hear. And you know what? We're going to continue to put out they're not going to silence us. Smartmatic, you know what? Disgusting. I'll tell you what. Smartmatic started lawfare. Everybody should know that. They have one county in the United States, L.A. County. But they're the ones that just took Brazil. Let's remember this part, right? They're all over Brazil. Their machines were all over Brazil. They didn't have paper over there, everybody. If any of you out there say, well, let's just go to complete machines, same-day voting. If we just have machines now, we can do same-day voting, no mail-in voting. That's what Brazil had, everybody, just like Canada had in the late 1990s, early 2000s, when they brought in these tablets. I'm sorry. 10 people come in and just voted for Bolsonaro. Here it says that 15 people voted for Lula. Nobody voted for Bolsonaro. You know, it's whatever it's programmed to. That's the most bizarre thing ever. But Smartmatic, everybody, I got bad news for him, Brandon. You know those cast vote records I just asked everybody in the country to get for this, for the primary now, or for the midterms, I'm sorry. They already got them for the primary. For the 2020 election, we actually were able to get 3 weeks ago, Smartmatic County, LA County, the whole county for the 2020 election. Would you like to take a guess at what it shows?
Yeah, what's it show?
Computer manipulation, 100%. There's absolutely no doubt. Done. So, and everyone says, well, Mike, what are you going to do with all this? You guys, like I say, we have 40-some lawsuits going on. Wednesday night, tune in. We're going to tell you. We're going to keep you informed. This is going to be the show of hope. Okay. God's got his hand in all this. This is his timing, not mine. I really believe that the way these midterms shaped out, everybody knows when those machines went down the first morning all over the country. You guys, we have over 3,000 people that just called the crime.frankspeech.com. That's not even counting all the other platforms out there, from your Votify Nows to there's many other watchdog groups that were out there, Brandon. We're just gathering and gathering information, and we're going to get it all together in all the states. And here's another one, too. We do have bad news up in New Hampshire. I don't know if you know about this. Do you, Brandon?
I don't think I do.
Well, there's this is what's happening to these guys that get their election stolen. I don't know how to say his last name, but there's a guy up there, that, a general, actually. I think he was a general.
DeBonk or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. Baldeck or?
Baldeck, yeah. Mm-hmm. General DeBaldeck, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, he decided he's not going to contest his election, and he's out of fear for the media attacking him, and that's just sad. This is where you have so many, and that's across the board. We've had, you know, why did Mastriano decide he'd concede? Why did Dr. Oz, who won hands down? Why are these people conceding, Brandon? They have, now, you know, we need to save our country. There's no reason to concede if you can say, hey, just do a hand count. Like in New Hampshire, all they could do it, they were out here, you're entitled to a hand count. Just do a hand count, look at it, and do a hand count. And there were people there, Brandon. There were people there, citizens that were paying for it. It was all paid for. All paid for. So if I can, I want to pray that he changes his mind. I want to pray that that general, what is his name? If you could say it one more time.
I think it's DeBlanc or something like that. I'll have to look it up. It is an interesting last name. But I'll look it up.
I thought it started with a B.
It probably does. I don't know why I say. What is it, Logan? Huh? Baldick?
Yeah, Baldick. Yep, Baldick. Baldick. Yeah.
Look at this headline. Look at this headline, Mike. This is from.
I'm going to pray for him that he would change his mind.
Yeah, absolutely. This is from Western Journal. GOP candidate declared rightful winner after computer glitch wrongfully said Dem had won.
Wow. Wow.
That's in Michigan. A Michigan GOP County Commissioner, Adam, how do you say the last name, Kokendiffer, received shocking news that any losing candidate would like to receive. The election results were wrong. He actually won. The culprit was a computer glitch, ABC Detroit affiliate reported, which seems to be going around in the Wolverine state.
Okay, so now was he a Republican?
Yeah, he's a GOP, a Michigan GOP County Commissioner,
right.
Alerted
so this
him.
Is what, yep. There's another example. Hold it. There's another example, everybody. It doesn't matter what party, the machines have to go. You know, the machines have to go. Do you know, by the way, in Nevada, they shut off the cameras on the county areas for 9 hours the other day. 9 hours. And then wow. They come back on and say, oh, you all lose.
Look at what he said. He said, he wrote this on Facebook, quote, I received a call from the Oakland County Elections Division this afternoon. There was apparently a technical glitch in several precincts, instead of losing by 104 votes, I won by 1,127.
Right. Yeah, you guys, this is what we're talking about here. Now, what if you're that Democrat there that won? Or, I mean, that was told he or she won. This is what it doesn't matter what party that we're talking about here. If the machines and computers aren't gone, we lose our country forever. I don't know how else to say it. And who is this we lose it to? The Uniparty. The Uniparty. Remember that. The CCP, China, the deep state, and the globalists. Let me tell you, Brand, I'm going to tell everybody, too. We're going to have a big report on China on Wednesday. All you journalists out there, all that are watching, I suggest you tune in Wednesday. We're going to show evidence of China intrusion on Wednesday. Remind me of that, too, Brand.
All right.
We're going to do a half-hour show, half of my show, on how China was part of this attack on our country. Now, this is an attack by China. You can't even say it any other way, you know. And they're going, and now Michael say, Mike Lindell is blaming the red wave because of China. I'm just saying that we just showed some Democrats that just got told they won and then that they really lost, correct?
That's right.
That's right. And it's not, you don't have to go any further than Georgia to realize you got Crooked Brad down there. You think anyone's going to win Brad's job? Absolutely not. He just dials up Dominion. Here you go. I'm going to win by 51%. That's a good number. Because you know what? They can't make me do an audit because I'm Brad Rassenberger and I control the election. You know? So why don't we take questions, Brad, for the last 20-some minutes because I want to get, if there's answers I don't have, I want to have them by Wednesday. Wednesday's going to be a big show. I'm going to do an emergency broadcast here. By then, we should have information of what's going to, what happened in Arizona. We should, hopefully, we can all pray that Carrie Lake, that they don't cheat on the rest of her election.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. 901-316-8404 is the number. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, 901-316-8404, 901-316-8404. Here's another one, Mike. Look at this headline. Idaho House seat goes to Republican after glitch reported.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. There's not... Idaho sued me and said there's no problem with machines in Idaho. This can't be true, Brandon.
Yeah, this other this other one was in Michigan. Okay, so I just want to double check. We weren't talking about the same one. It's not. That was in Michigan. Now this one's in Idaho. What initially appeared to be a Democratic win in the Idaho House turned into a Republican victory after a glitch reporting early voting was corrected in South Central Idaho, a state official said Thursday. Chief Deputy Secretary of State Chad Hoek said the House seat representing Jerome Blaine and Lincoln counties went to Republican Jack Nelson, not Democrat Karma Metzler Fitzgerald, after more than 700 votes were added to the count on the state website late Thursday morning. Wait a minute. I think they sent you a bill for $6,000 they wanted you to pay out of Idaho.
They sent me a bill for $6,000, crooked Idaho. You know, not the people of Idaho. They're great people. I've been there many times. It's these people running their government in Idaho. It's disgusting. There's no crime in Idaho. There's no machines. We checked it out. We were only off by 9 votes, not 56, Mike. Oh, you're only off by 9 out of 500. And I said 56. I'm sorry. I didn't include the other 2 days. You know what? So a 5% fail rate is okay, Idaho. It's okay that you tell a Democrat that they won and now you just took it from them and say they lost because it was a machine glitch. I hope you journalists are watching this. If I see one thing printed, you guys can lose my number. If you're going to say that it was all, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. This is the Uniparty, CCP, that has attacked our country. We have to save our country. This isn't a joke that you journalists can write about. Mike Lindell comes up with a new one. He's not happy with the midterm. I'm not happy that Brandon just showed three. Now we have 4 different examples of Democrats saying are winning. But they go, nope, you lost. Or they lost, and then they say, oh, you did win. You know, it's machines, everybody. We have, just because we have way more examples of Republicans cheating, that they cheated Republicans, it doesn't matter. It's the Uniparty. Globalists.
And Mike, even if, let's just say for the sake of argument, even if there's nothing nefarious going on, wouldn't the average American say, look, we're not going to pass judgment as to why this happening, but clearly it's happening. Therefore, we should all agree to go to paper.
100%. That's what I've been saying. It's like, okay, now more than ever, the whole world seen these machines screw up on the front end. And it wasn't just in Arizona. We have proof, 100% proof on video. We have affidavits all across this country. And here's a state like Kansas. This is Kansas. You know, everyone's going, where did Kansas come from? You know, whoever said Kansas is fine. There are no problems there. You know, and I haven't even begun to look in the states like Alabama and Louisiana and Ohio. We haven't heard from them. I'm sure it was the same there, too. It doesn't matter. Now, I ask you, everybody, you horrible journalists out there that are writing your articles, you're getting ready to write this down. Okay. I'm going to go to those states. We're going to get it from all 50 states, and we're going to show machine problems on the front end. But you journalists are okay with that. I wonder if your paychecks, if a bank did it that way and said, oh, I'm sorry, it's a bank error. You only get $200 this week. I'm sorry, it was $2,000. No, it's too bad. We're not going to look into it because you can't look inside our software. You can't look at our machines. You journalists make too much money anyway. Why would you get to look at this? Shame on you. Are you kidding? We're not going to open up our bank and let you look at this. I'm sorry it's missing a zero. This is where we're at. This is computer errors, people. If it was just computer errors, you wouldn't want the machine. And if you did have the machines, you would certainly, certainly say, let's open them up and see if they're correct. What is so wrong with that, America?
Particularly
what
when,
is so wrong with that? I don't get it. Instead, we sue people. We let these companies like Smartmatic intimidate people and sue people. And Dominion and ESNS, all these machine companies. What, do you all love them, you journalists out there? How would you like it if a bank took a zero off your paycheck?
Particularly, Mike, when it's all being paid for, or at least I would think the bulk of it is being paid for by tax-paying dollars.
It's all being paid for us. Those are our machines, and we demand to look inside and get rid of them. Melt them down and use them for prison bars, like I said. I mean, I'm sorry. If the whole world's seen all these problems, let's just call them programming errors.
Glitch.
Nobody's even saying talking about internet or anything. We're not even talking about that part of that crime. We're talking about these guys. You just brought up all those examples of Democrats saying they're told they won and they go, you lost. We found some votes here in the machine. It was a glitch. It was an error. Well, when you have tens of thousands of them, you guys, granted, you do realize that computers make errors in banks too. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you don't. They do.
Yep.
Everybody should know this. They make bank errors. The computers make errors. So when they make error in a bank, do you know if there's an error in your account and it says that $100,000 got put into your account, Brandon? Do you know it's a crime for you to spend that money if you
yes.
know it's not yours?
Yes.
It's a crime because it's an error that came from a computer. And if you can't go to that bank and say, I'm not giving this money back. I'm going to spend it. You put it in my account by accident, by a computer error. You don't get to have it. Okay? No, you have to give it back. Just like if it's the other way around and they drain your account by accident, they have to give your money back. How do they find that out, Brandon? They open up the computer and they look at it and see what happened. And they hope they fix the error, not just fix the error, but they hope to completely make it so it doesn't happen again. But they can't. They can't because it's a machine. And let me tell you, Brandon, do you know what these ESNS said down at that Senate hearing down in Louisiana, where the governor, where the Secretary of State down there, at least then he was questioning the machine companies. I'm not sure if he is doing that now, but we'll find out soon. But anyway, he's down there and he says to ESNS, he says, are your machines vulnerable, your voting machines? Brandon, we have that on tape. And you know what it said? The ESNS says, all machines are vulnerable. All of them. You can't make them foolproof. Did you know he said that?
Yeah, we played that here. And you know what? You bring
anybody watching this show tonight, I really want you to get it. I mean, if there should be one argument out there, this isn't about politics anymore. This is about saving our country. This is about, we had one shot at this to get rid of these electronic machines, and it was a blessing. All across the country, they had defects, the ballots go in. Brandon just brought up 6 of 10 of them here. The problem is, Brandon, you know what? If they don't come out in the national news, there are pockets all over our country of local news going, hey, so-and-so, it's funny that you found all those Democrat ones. That's kind of interesting, you know?
Well, you made a good point, though. You were saying these are not really big elections. The one was a little over 1,100 votes in Michigan, and this one here in the state of Idaho is, what, was 7,916 to 7,833. So the one race is 1,100 votes. This one here is 7,916 to 7,833. These are not big elections. So your point was well taken that you made a while ago. If this is happening in these, what's happening in elections where people are casting millions of ballots?
No, all it is 1-0. Let's just say that you take out the crime part. Just a computer error can cost an election. You know, it can cost a race. One computer error, 1-0 off, one glitch. You can't, like the judge said in Arizona, everybody, when Carrie Lake and Mark Finch, and by the way, that case is still going, it's getting appealed. We're going to talk about that Wednesday, too. Remember, Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham brought in a preliminary injunction to get rid of all the machines in Arizona. They knew that there's defects in these. They wanted them gone. The judge kicked the can and said, you don't have standing. Shame on you, judge. Shame on you, judge. So I'm sick of it. They're kicking the can for standing. Don't you care about our country? Don't you care about our country, all you judges out there? I'm praying for all of you that you look at these things and quit kicking the can for standing. Have a backbone, stand up. Same way with you candidates out there. All you candidates that, you know, that lost your races, you just turned it on here. I don't care if it was a down school board race. Don't concede. Say, I want to know what went on with the machines. I heard the next, and if you're in Idaho and you trust your machines now after hearing about this, everyone should question their race across Idaho. Across every single county in the United States, every race should be questioned because it was done with these machines, and they came right out of the gate defective. All of them were not taking ballots, flipping votes in Kansas, all kinds of stuff. This is the, we get one shot at this. Everyone in this country, go get your cast vote records. It's called your Freedom of Information Act. Go get them. If you're those Democrats up in Brandon, you know those Democrats up there that they said they fell in that glitch and they told the Democrats they really lost?
Yes.
I appeal to them. Go get an audit. You might have won. Go get an audit. You're in Idaho. Don't trust the Idaho, the people in charge of Idaho. By the way, I believe they're Republicans. You better go get an audit. Pull up that article again from Idaho and see if you can find out the name of that Democrat that got, that just got told that they didn't win, even though they were told they did win.
Yep, it is. Let's see here. Here we go. Chief
this
Deputy.
This would have Clint Curtis on here tonight. He'd be having a heyday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the Democrat, Karma Metzler Fitzgerald.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, Mr. Mrs. Fitzgerald, please go get an audit. Go tell him you want to do an audit. You can reach us here at Frank's Speech. Email Brandon if we'll get behind you to get that audit done. Because you know what? It's kind of funny that they go, okay, you lost, and you're just going to take that? Oh, you had all the votes, and all of a sudden they added votes to the Republican. That's kind of strange, Brandon, kind of the opposite. So all the rotten media out there that's watching me right now, I want to help this Fitzgerald out in Idaho to do an audit in Idaho.
In fact, here's what Ms. Fitzgerald said. Quote, it was a job I was meant to do, and I'm crushed, end quote, said Fitzgerald, who had hoped to back legislation for preschool daycare and after-school programs. She says she will likely ask for a recount, but declined to make claims of voting fraud. Quote, I don't have any idea. My hurt feelings are skeptical, but practically, I think everybody is just trying to do the best they can, end quote.
That's right. Well, you know what? I'm behind this lady. Brandon, I think we're going to try and reach out. I will.
Isn't it interesting? She says she's skeptical. You know, it sounds like she's trying to be a good sport, but she's saying, my feelings are hurt. My hurt feelings are skeptical.
Well, yeah. I mean, anybody, when you go to bed and you won and you wake up and you lost, just like Matt DiPerno in Michigan this time, he was in the lead. We stayed up at Frank's Speech. We watched him dump 250,000 votes against him, but he just conceded. Oh, Matt, he's been in the fight, and he just conceded? Shame on that. I mean, that's just disgusting that you just concede. Well, maybe we'll count on the Democrats that they won't concede and that they'll challenge their races that they said they won, but then the machine said they lost. You follow me, Brandon?
Yep.
We brought up the examples in Georgia. Those Democrats got zero votes in their own precinct.
Yep.
And all this stuff. I mean, maybe that's the angle we got to take because maybe they won't be denied the audit. Maybe they can look inside the machines. They did it for the two Democrats in Georgia. Remember that?
Yep.
Of course,
yep.
They kind of had to, though. She got zero votes in her own precinct. So, you know, if they'd have gave her two, they would have said, no, no one loves you, just you and your husband, you know. But they gave her zero. So I guess Brad had to do something about that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. We got calls. We got Kenya from Arizona. Kenya from Arizona, you're on with Mike Lindell.
Oh, hi, Mike. Thank you so much for your service.
Hi. Oh,
thank you.
Hi. I saw an article in the Gateway Pundit today. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. It says, anonymous Wisconsin hero Democrat or demonstrated how to collapse the Democrat ballot gathering apparatus. And it mentions your name. Our Wisconsin election heroes applied fractional programming technology funded by Mike Lindell at scale to find the challenge phantoms. The process is explained at Omega 4 America. Do you have plans for that program in other states?
Yeah, we do. In fact, we're doing it in most of the other states. I'll be bringing that up too on Wednesday on the program. That's the system. Is that that was the it's at the digital canvassing, Brandon. The I think I know what that is. That fractional programming. Can you read that again, and I'll know if it's the one I'm thinking of.
Go ahead. Can you read that again?
Okay, it says our Wisconsin election heroes applied fractional programming technology funded by Mike Lindell at scale to find and challenge phantoms. The process is explained at omega4america.com at US. And that's in the Gateway Pundit this morning.
Yeah, we'll be doing it all across the country. That's just where we're going to go, a multi-pronged approach, and just go everywhere with everything we have. We have to get rid of these machines.
And by the way, Mike, here, Logan, let's get some audio here. Here is that video just came in. This is over at the Gateway Pundit as well. This is the headline, another poll book discrepancy identified, this time in Virginia's Prince William County. And then they go on to say, over the weekend, the Gateway Pundit published compelling evidence that the electronic poll books can and have been manipulated to inflate voter counts, whether intentionally or not. In Dallas County, Texas, one precinct caught in real time. They provided video evidence as well as testimony validating that voters were in fact being added to the poll books shortly before and immediately after the polls had closed. Watch this. Oh, don't make me watch an ad. Come on. Skip the ad. Here we go. All right, close.
Here we go. Sitting here, we're doing nothing, and our numbers are just going. Pew, pew, pew.
What is it?
1 minute.
So the machine's like,
Neat, you really beat me. I'm only at 600 and something. And I was never anywhere near that.
I'm 1,089
now. Oh.
I'm now at 817. I'm at
1149. So, oh my gosh, so what does that mean? But what does
that mean to
their tabulator in there?
Jackie, that means that they are literally rigging this election. It's this. We're watching it be rigged.
Go, Alma, join
Alma's if you want some.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And these are minutes.
We're done. Just,
all right. Now our machines aren't done.
That's it.
I did. And I've been taking it progressively.
Take my mind, Andy.
I'm video.
Oh, okay. As is jumping. You need to hear all this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It just jumped again.
I don't know. Let's see. What's going on now?
All the numbers are jumping.
What numbers?
The last time I checked
in. 1,139.
I'm not sure that was accurate because it should have only been. What's 8 times 50?
Yes, I'm afraid
you're
too late.
40. It should have been 400. So I had 400 in here, and it had 6, and so it had 647, which is votes. So what's your total number now?
1203.
And it's to what? There should be 300 in this machine. And she's at 1200.
And it's closed. And it's closed and it's still jumping.
It just jumped.
It's happening. It's happening to everybody.
It just jumped another 100 on me.
What do you make of that, Mike?
Well, you know, that went on everywhere. Those are the polling books. What do you think? They're just polling names from our voter rolls, everybody, which are millions over. Every state's millions over. Wisconsin, 2 million more on their voter rolls than registered voters. I mean, they just poll people. Those are called phantom voters. It looks to me like they're just adding names right at the end. In the one, did you hear where he said the polls are closed?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, let's just say, okay, now let's say there's nothing going on that's a cheating. Okay, let's just say that, everybody. Let's just say that for a second. Well, computers don't do that. They don't, unless they were programmed or something's wrong, they don't add all those numbers. They don't inflate those numbers like that. So it's like, you know, at my company or my many companies, we have probably, I don't know, at least maybe once a month or maybe once a week even, where there's all of a sudden I'm looking at my numbers on my reports and there'll be something wrong. I call it a deviation. Well, I will dig into that deviation until I find out what's wrong. You had to have a different input to get a different output. But there's also glitches, Brandon. Just glitches. Let's just say those were glitches. Why do we want these machines? We can't have them in elections. It's too important to our country and our world. Period. Everything else, if there's an error anywhere else, everybody, if it's a bank, just like I told you, if it's a banking error or it's a computer breach and they hack in and they take all my stuff, it's just money. It all comes down to money. Insurance can pick it up or money. But when they hack into an election or when there's a glitch in an election, you lose your race or your country or your county or your world.
Yep.
That's where we're at. These Democrats, I think everybody watched tonight. I know we might get to one or two callers more, but I'm going to tell you this one more time. You guys, you just seen examples of a lot of Democrats tonight getting their races, told they were won, and then in the morning told that they literally lost. I'm sorry, there was a computer glitch, one was told. Another one was told it was a programming error. Another one was told the numbers were wrong. We just said it wrong. This is Democrats and that we have examples of. So how can you media? I'm talking to your media, all the bad media out there, even the good media, if you're bothering to watch our show. When I say good media, I don't think there's any good media left, hardly any. But don't you care about our country? You should report. This should be national headlines. Hey, we got to get rid of the machines. There's problems everywhere. And what did Clint Curtis say, Brandon? When the Netherlands called up Clint Curtis and said, they got machines, everybody. And remember, Clint Curtis is the first one that set the program to steal elections in machines in the early 2000s. He got quite famous for it. He's a Democrat, loves Biden, loves the Democrats, but he also loves his country. And he knows we have to get rid of the machines. And what did he tell the Netherlands when they called him out?
He said to throw them in the ocean.
He said, the only way you can fix them is throw them in the ocean, get rid of them. I said we recycle and melt them down, turn them into prison bars. But they did. The Netherlands got rid of all their machines, everybody. And they did it in less than 5 months. And they've had beautiful elections since then. They don't have selections anymore. They have elections.
Great show, Mike. Great show. Yep. Let us know about tomorrow with the big announcement, what your plans are. That's the Lindell Report, folks. Make sure you support Mike. If you appreciate all he's doing, go to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code L77. Do the bulk of your Christmas shopping. MyPillow.com, promo code L77. Also, that same promo code works at MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs. Don't forget also about LindellLegalFund.org. LindellLegalFund.org. To support Mike and all these cases, he's working to save our country and reestablish free and fair and accurate elections. That's the Lindell Report. Thanks for watching. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.